Welcome to System Switch, an improvised podcast about a group of unlikely heroes helping fight evil throughout the multiverse. Every season, we'll be exploring a new universe in the form of a new tabletop role-playing game. This season's universe is the Procyon Sector, brought to us by Scum and Villainy by Strauss Asimovic and John LaBeouf Little. As the stars swirl overhead and nebula fly past, we settle on a slice of the inhabited galaxy known as the Procyon Sector. A sector of space that the oppressive and militaristic hegemony have taken a recent interest in. The hegemonic news network insists it's because they see the potential of the people of the Procyon Sector, but most people know the truth. Somewhere in the Procyon Sector lies the secret base of the Uprising. The only people brave enough, or stupid enough depending on your point of view, to fight back against the hegemony. But that all seems so far away through the small energy window on the hulking prison barge known as Isotropa Maxicure. The trooper guards pace the halls as the various species of prisoners lament their sentences. And it's here that we find our heroes, Hicks and Bowler. After being cosmically assigned as multiversal protectors, these two men, originally from an industrial Victorian city, have found their consciousness transplanted into the bodies of their multiversal selves in this sci-fi penitentiary.
Are those stars?
Are we dead? It's not heaven.
No, we're not dead because the weird blobby thing said that we weren't dead.
Right, remember they right. Yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah, no, okay, hold on. It's all coming back to me. We have to save the universe.
Okay, Hicks, before we forget, we must not touch arms until we're done.
Okay, right. Don't touch arms.
Because when we touch each other's bracelet thingies...
Do you think maybe we could do like a really calculated and safe hug? Because I feel like I could really use one of those.
Oh, yeah, no, we can do that. Right. I think it's when we do like the proper, you know, the medieval handshake.
Right. Yeah, no, the medieval... Okay, we'll just come bring it in real quick because I need it.
Hicks, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's just we're just in somewhere we don't know. We're apparently in a cell.
This is clearly a cell. I've seen a cell before, and in any universe, this is a cell. So now my instinct says I should start yelling for help, but...
No?
If I know anything about cells, that's not going to do much good.
It's going to do fuck all,
yeah.
And all you're going to do is piss me off.
Yeah.
So let's not do that.
God, will you guys... keep it down.
Who are you?
Me.
And you see, like, a man, like, roll over on the bunk. And he just kind of, like, throws the covers over his head.
All right, seems like we're not alone in here, so I'm just going to say we should keep it down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, how are we going to get out?
I don't know. I don't understand why the aliens would have sent us into bodies that are locked away in a cell, presumably for life.
If I remember correctly, they said we were going in... Because when we went through the different universes, you remember we were blobs, and then there was that giraffe place...
There
was that, you know, the one with all the breezes.
Right, yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah. Oh, how could I forget?
It was very breezy.
Oh, maybe they made a mistake.
But now we're here. I mean, we didn't have any control there, you know?
Right. Now I feel like I have total control.
Yeah, but this is the thing, is I think maybe that they didn't send us to people who were in jail on purpose. They just happened to be in jail.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And I think that it's at that moment that you almost like having deja vu. It's like, you're like, wait a minute, I feel like I've been here before. I remember why I'm here. I remember what I did to get locked up. What was it?
I'm remembering something about a very attractive gorilla.
Yeah. I have memory of a large gorilla type creature too, but...
Did I headbutt you?
Yeah, you might have. I remember your face being real close to my face.
Yeah, and we don't kiss.
No, not very often.
Right. If I remember correctly, we got him out, and then we were at that bar, and then you told that guy.
Yeah. Oh, it's all... Okay, it's really blurry. Excuse me, bunkmate? I'm sorry. I'll try to keep it down, but I have a question.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you want?
My name is Hicks. I think, and I was just wondering if this is an unorthodox question, but why am I in here?
What am I supposed to know what you did to get into here? You told me you were trying to bring some big ape or something back to his home. And on the way, you told the wrong people about him and cornered by troopers. And you know what? That's on you.
When did I say that? Did I say that recently? How long have I been in this cell?
Oh, yes, that's good. How long have we been here?
Well, I've been in here with you guys for 3 weeks.
Right, cool. And we were here before you got in here.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's anywhere right, yes. Anywhere more than
what the hell? Weeks. What? Hold on, why are we doing this again? We did this already.
No, we're just checking if you're a pod person.
Pod person?
No, you haven't heard? I look at Hicks. Right?
Right, yeah.
You heard?
You're this, but
pod people.
Seemingly you're not, which is a relief to
yes,
us.
Yes, because you know the guards do that. They plant people using skin suits to try and find out if there's plans to escape and all of that.
Right. Yeah.
You haven't heard about that? It's horrific. They keep you in solitary until they bring you back.
Yeah.
Most people go mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I truly listen. Look, they should be letting me out like any minute now, okay? I've got top lawyers on this. I don't even belong here, okay? I love the hegemony.
Me neither.
I think they're great.
I don't. Me, yeah, yeah.
You've got top lawyers. Who's your lawyer?
Could you hook us up? Maybe you got a card?
My guys are top guys. If you really want to help me out, you guys, you said that you guys were fantastic smugglers and pilots.
Really?
You told me all about all the crazy shit you did. And all
right, okay.
Between you and me, if you really want a job, you come to Warren, you talk to my guys. Stargyle. Okay, you remember that. That's my company. I started that with my father years back, and we've had nothing but success. Name's Kirk Guile, in case you forgot.
Kirk Guile.
That's right. Stargyle. We make the best ships in Procyon Sector.
Yeah, all right. Best ships, Kirk Guile, Stargyle, Procyon Sector. Right. Which is where we are.
Absolutely.
Right. In the Procyon Sector.
Yeah.
Just go, okay. We're all on the same page, it sounds like, which is good.
And you're not a pod person?
No.
And you're not concerned about the pod people?
I'm not concerned about the pod people that... I mean, listen, I've only been in here for 3 weeks. They should, like I said, they should be letting me out anytime now. I just did some tax fraud. And you know what? Look, I'm doing my time. I'm doing my work. And then I'll get out and I pay my dues to society. I go back. I start making tons of money. And I start getting a new contract with the hegemony. That's the plan. Make money. Be on the right side of the law. What else is there to life?
Right. Yeah. And I mean, maybe one day when we all get out of here, we'll have a drink.
I would love that. As long as you keep quiet when I'm trying to sleep, because here in like what? And he like checks the clock over in the corner. Look, lunchtime is going to be here in 5 minutes. Okay. They're going to come around. The troopers hate listening to shit. If you start talking and having all this commotion, They're not gonna give us any food. So in 5 minutes, you shut the fuck up, and then maybe, you know, when we get out of here, if you guys ever get out of here, I'll buy you a drink, huh?
Right, Kirk, absolutely, got it, buddy.
Sounds good. Excellent. Yes. All right, we're gonna go and hang out at my bunk. Thanks, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we sit down on your bunk. I'm gonna put the blanket over us. Right, so we can talk and whisper to each other.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So.
Listen, all right. I know some stories of prisons. Now, space prisons might be a little different than
right.
prisons back home.
Yeah.
But maybe during lunch, we could start some sort of fight, you know, in the galley. And then everybody start punching each other and the guards get confused and we could start like a prison break.
So how are we going to get off the space station?
Well, I don't know. One thing at a time.
No, but wait, you can hack things, right?
Wait a minute. Right? No, I know that word. Oh, I remember I have this twitch with my right hand where I do a thing and it makes other things happen. But I don't think I have that tool with me right now.
So if we found like a regular computer.
What is that? Is that like a pillow?
It's like a typewriter but with a window.
A window. This is a window. Pull the blanket off. I run over the window, and I start tapping on it.
And it's like an energy window, so it's like...
It's not working.
Hicks, come here. And I pull Hicks back under the blanket.
It didn't work.
Hicks.
Yeah.
It's not that kind of window. It's a window that you can change by pushing buttons on the typewriter. No, think back to when we were on the big boat spaceship in the sky.
Yeah, okay. I do have memories of being on a spaceship.
Do you remember doing things with that panel next to the stick that makes the ship move?
Okay, there was a grid. I can see it crystal clear. A grid.
And there were
with
words?
Numbers and letters on it.
Yes.
And other symbols that I don't recognize.
Yes.
And I remember pressing these in a specific order, and then things happened. Okay?
Exactly.
So we gotta keep a lookout for a grid.
So can we find one of those here? Because I... Lunchtime! Lunchtime! Oh, I'm so hungry!
No. You gotta stay quiet.
There are, like, these bracelets that you realize are now around your wrists, and they go... And they latch together.
Oh, my word.
And the energy field that acts as the main doorway to your cell separates. All of the inmates in your wing start to slowly walk out of their cells.
All right, I pull the blanket off of my head, but it's a little clumsy because my hands are together. So I kind of get trapped in it for a second, but then I free myself with the blanket. And I stand up straight and just kind of follow the rest of the prisoners.
Yes, I follow the pack to the lunch hall.
On the way, you notice that there are these troopers clad in this yellowish-orange plasticky armor with these overly complex helmets, with these beady black visors, and they're holding these, like, energy guns close to their chest. And as you walk past them, you enter into the galley where there's row after row of tables and a line starts to form to grab your food as the lunch lady slops down this, like, gross, undulating brown pudding-like thing onto your plate and, like, throws a little, like, plastic spork that clangs onto your plate as well, and you find a seat next to another fellow inmate who is this kind of slender woman with, like, shaved head and, like, very short purple hair.
Good evening. Is it lunchtime, right? So good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Do you mind if we sit here next to you?
Is this seat taken?
Sit. Cool. All right. Yeah. All right.
Excellent.
I sit down. Polar, so I heard stories, and I feel like the first thing you do when you go to prison is you find the biggest guy and you punch him straight in the face, right? But we've been here for at least 3 weeks, so hopefully our past selves did that, but if they didn't, then we're just going to be like just
Hicks.
Young little meat here.
Hicks.
Yeah.
You're right. You know what that means.
A very large, blue-skinned humanoid creature sits across from you at the lunch table, and you can see that this creature has, like, gills along its neck and is wearing, like, this collar that has water inside of it. And you see that it's, instead of hair, this creature has, like, long tentacles flowing down the back of its head.
Can I do a flashback as previous Bowler?
Yeah, it's almost like you're remembering this. Let's hear it.
Yes. So, Hicks, you and I are walking in to the prison on our first day. And I'm walking in, and we're having this exact conversation. We need to make sure we don't get fucked up.
Yeah, listen, I know that you need to punch the strongest guy that you see right in the face, like, first day.
The thing that breathes water is huge, but has a weak point.
Right, the gills.
Exactly.
That's smart. That's a good idea. Yeah. And definitely, like, out of its element, you know? This is
exactly.
It's perfect.
But they look pretty strong, and everyone seems fairly scared of them.
Oh, I'm horrified.
Let's cause some shit, shall we?
Let's do it. You know, when I get some, like, slop onto my tray, I'll just stand up and I'll just tray this big fish monster in the face.
And I'll rip off their breathing apparatus.
Yeah, and then.
All right, you hit them with the tray, and I'll pull off the breathing apparatus, and then we both have to say something quippy, and we'll probably be in solitary for a bit. You okay with that?
I love it. That sounds like a great plan.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, all right, do it.
I'm gonna roll skulk.
And I'll do a desperate, right? I mean, it's desperate.
Totally.
A desperate, limited roll for scrap with 0 extra dice.
It's a 4. That's not even bad. You lift the tray up. The lunch lady...
Something smells fishy. And then smash him in the face.
He gets, like, blown backwards. You're able to, like, take the breathing apparatus off of his neck. He's, like, starts, like... And I think you look down and you see that where that collar once was is like this brand that was hidden by the collar contraption. And that brand is a cursive R, which you know is the symbol for the uprising. The troopers start like running in. They're like,
get your hands off me.
I get on the ground because it was just a ploy to show that I'm, you know, nobody's bitch. Get on the ground.
And they take you away and you're in solitary for like a week or two.
Yeah.
And then we flash back. That same creature sits down across the table from you and just glares.
Is it time yet?
How about this guy? Maybe we should smash this guy in the face with my
Hicks,
lunch.
Hicks, no, that's a memory.
Oh, right. No, I did that before. You're right. Now that I think about it.
I forget it. Yes.
The alien just goes,
it was a mistake. You, me, we have no love for hegemony.
Right. We're cool then, is what you're saying?
Is it today?
Today is another day. We swim in the current of life.
No, did you get hold of him?
And he kind of like looks around.
I have message, says.
What does the message say that you smuggled in here, Millie?
It says, start a fight.
It says, start a fight.
All right. Start a fight. Fuck. Start a fight. Okay, I could do that.
Fish, if you want to get out too, you've got to be in solitary.
If that's what it takes to make hegemony hurt, then Dayok will be in solitary.
And then you feel a hand on the back of your shoulder, Hicks. It's like this pretty well-built woman with like braids. And she just goes,
now if you're starting a fight, I want to know what the plan is.
Wow, you have really good hearing. Were you standing behind me the whole time?
I look her in her eyes. I just think we need a little time alone.
Right, that's code.
Thank you, Hicks.
Now, if you get me out of here, whatever you're planning on doing, if you take me with you, take me to the cove. I got some work for you.
Sounds good. Name?
You can just call me Nova.
All right, Nova. I think we all should make sure that by the end of the evening, we are alone.
And I think that Jayok goes,
French, she is pirate. Do not listen to her. The cove, dangerous place.
How do you feel about the hegemony there, Nova?
I only work with the hegemony if it pays out the highest. I don't take sides in this war. I learned early to take what you can get because no one's giving it away.
That's the problem with a war, Nova. You're either on one side or you're on the other.
Or you play both sides and get rich. And that's what I do.
Yeah, no, that's actually a good point. That is a third side.
It just depends on which side you end up on.
Or you could just run away and play no sides and be poor but alive.
Anyway, Fish.
When you leave this place, do not go to the cove. Go to Lithios.
Fish. Now.
Now?
No time like the present. It's a fucking gift.
And he reaches over and grabs the short, purple-haired, scrawny woman on the other side of the table and just lifts her up and launches her across the way. She, like, tumbles into some of the other prisoners on the other side.
I can't believe you would do that! And I grab Fish and I punch into his fish face. Nice move.
Food fight! And I start throwing food.
Yeah, and like a brawl just starts happening.
I'm gonna roll skulk to try and not get hurt.
Let's do a group action.
Can we group crawl? Group like crawl under the tables to the safety?
Okay, before you roll, a little explanation on how this works. So in Scum and Villainy, when we need to determine how something plays out, we roll a skill. In this case, it was skulk, so we roll dice determined by how good they are at that skill and take the highest die result. So if it's a 1 to a 3, that's bad. If it's a 4 or a 5, then that's good, but something bad happens too. And if it's a 6, then that's great. And the highest die result was...
a 6!
Woohoo! A 6. So I think that as the brawl is happening, punches are flying, kicks are going, there's people getting thrown about, people are using trays as weapons and as shields, food is flying across the room, splattering on the walls, and meanwhile you guys are army crawling down the aisle of tables underneath the tabletop until you get to the far end where the door then opens and like an entire brigade of troopers in that orangey-yellow armor just come flying in, guns drawn.
And as they come in, I grab Hicks and pretend to be in the middle of a punch. I can't believe you took my socks.
You said, what about my mother?
Your mother's great.
Oh, thanks. And I like your socks. They fit my feet real nice and they're super soft.
What? Oh, hi. Oh, shit.
We started it. Our bad. We totally started it. The two of us. We're insane.
I punched the fish guy in the face. See, my hand is wet. See?
Yeah, no. That's us.
I know these troublemakers. They're always at the center of everything.
Yep, that's us.
Stand down, men. I will take them to solitary confinement. Myself.
Ellie?
We'll be right back. And now back to System Switch.
Hello, officer. Hi. Ellie?
Cuff me, officer.
One of the troopers in the armor, but the armor is a red color instead of the orange. And you see a woman who is about 5 feet tall with chin-length blonde hair. And she's looking at the both of you like she wants to stab you both in the eyeballs.
And of course, you know, you do that thing where the camera pans over and then it goes, and you take the helmet off and hold it so that, because clearly you're an important character in this story, so we need to see your face and not a helmet.
Exactly.
Is this Millie?
Yes.
Dope.
Wigs.
Hicks, we know that person. Oh no! Not the red one.
Play it what? Play it reasonably? Like believably?
Yes.
I punch her in the face.
Can I oppose?
So if something in fiction happens that you don't like, so if I ever explain something that is detrimental to you or that you want to resist or otherwise stop from happening, you roll resist, and then it will cost you 6 stress minus this number. Minus 5.
Nice.
So take 1 stress.
I catch his arm and I swing it around his back.
Let go of me, copper!
That's right. Don't touch us.
I grab Bowler by the scruff and I lead them both out.
Oh no! Don't leave us alone with her.
I throw them on the ground and I look around and I say, may this be a reminder for what happens to troublemakers. And I continue scruffing them out to solitary.
When I get out of here, I'm coming for you. I'm gonna kill you and your whole family!
The moment that we get alone, I'm going to turn to you and go, how the hell did you get in here?
It is an extremely long story and involves a lot of bourbon and a couple of stabbings.
You guys know each other?
Hicks, you know me.
I swear I don't know anybody. I don't know
Hicks,
what's going on.
We know people.
I know you.
No, Hicks, look me in the eyes.
I know Kirk Guile. I know Nova.
This is not the time to explain the other thing, so just...
And Giak, I know them.
Hicks, remember the gorilla job. Pongo.
Pongo. The gorilla? That was the Pongo.
Yes.
And you were there?
With the blood.
You were there?
I was.
I do recognize you.
Yes.
Hicks got hit on the head.
Yeah.
Inside voices, Hicks.
What's your name?
It's Millie. I'm wearing a blonde wig.
It's nice to meet you. I put my hand out. Oh, no, I can't. I put my hands back.
Hicks, again. It's nice to meet you again.
Again. Yeah. I'm really struggling.
I can't believe the two of you got put in fucking ISO. You have no idea what I have been through trying to get the two of you back. Now listen to me. No one's watching me at the moment. I'm going to put you in the same cell. And then, do you remember my friend Chaos from Spaceship Racing? Do you remember he helped me do that one job where I fell out of the spaceship, but then he caught me by swinging back around?
Sure, I'll take your word for it.
Sure.
Are you guys fucking blob people? What's up with you?
Maybe. What's a blob person?
Hicks got hit in the head, and he's forgotten things.
It seems like you both have forgotten a lot of things.
But I haven't forgotten everything. I know Nova, and I know Kirk. Kirkgile, and I know Geok.
Geok? Yeah, fish. We have to save fish. They're going to be in solitary soon, too.
What?
Yes, and Nova.
Excuse me, boys. How many people did you promise liberty to today?
I mean, really, fish is the one because they helped us the most. So let's save fish. Nova can burn.
Did you say Nova?
Yeah, the pirate.
Oh, I'm not sure if we want to burn that bridge.
All right, well, maybe if they find us, we could be like, we couldn't find your cell or something. But we have to save fish.
All right, here's the amended plan, because you dipshits are going around promising freedom to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. All right?
No, it's not. It's Nova, Kirk, and...
Geok. Yeah, those are the three things that I'm sure of.
Yeah, because they happened very recently.
I am two fish people away from leaving you here. Do you understand that?
I do. I'm so sorry.
Please don't do that.
All right, I'm going to put the two of you in one cell. Make it look like there's one person in there, all right?
We can do that.
You got it, yeah.
I am going to go collect your fish person and your pirate. And with the two fucking grappling hooks on our ship, chaos will rip us to fucking freedom. How does that sound to you?
Sounds great.
All right.
The freedom part sounds great. The rest of it, I'm not sure, but I like it.
You get to the wing of Isotropa Maxicure, which is, of course, the galaxy's foremost prison barge. And there, you finally get to Solitary, in which there are an array of cubes, of course, padded on the inside. But as Millie opens the energy door and throws you two inside, you immediately realize that there is no gravity in the solitary cube.
Oh, this is weird. Oh, and I grab my hat and put it back on my head. Ooh, this is fun.
I'm going to lock you away now.
Okay, how do we get in contact with you?
Here. I give you a walkie-talkie. A spacey talkie.
Oh, it's an earpiece.
Yeah. It's an earpiece, but the brand is still spacey talkie.
Yes, I know what to do with that, and I put it in my nose.
No, you... God damn it! What happened to your fucking brain? Has something happened to you in here?
There are things I don't fully understand.
It goes in your ear, you utter piss paw.
Yes. Oh, I can hear things. I can hear you.
Yes. Now, I only have one, so you're going to need to communicate with each other, all right?
You got it. I can hear her in my head, Hicks. This is weird.
I feel like I got kind of the short end of the deal here, because I didn't get one.
Okay, so who's officially in this room?
You are.
I am. Me. Okay, Hicks, you have to, like, spider hide on the roof.
You got it. Yeah. I take my clothes off, and then I pile it onto myself in the corner.
Oh, nice.
Remember to breathe.
I boop Hicks into the corner. Hicks, just stick yourself in that corner. There you go.
All right. Yeah. Oh, I'm falling away from the corner. I can't. There's nothing to grab onto.
Out of my uniform, I pull out some honey.
What?
Where'd you get the...
I grabbed it from the condiment area in the... I'll take one stress to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, they got honey here. Oh, I've never seen honey again.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's nano honey, but I'm not really sure what that means, but it says it's edible, so it's also probably sticky.
Could just be a brand. Yeah, space brands, you know, just put space words in front of regular stuff.
I already missed the jerky.
Oh, man, my kingdom for some jerky.
Oh, man, that jerky.
Ooh, or some whiskey. Oh.
Oh, yes.
Lord.
And soon you see Millie return with the helmet on this time.
I forgot to hide myself. We're reminiscing. We're reminiscing.
But Millie returns with the helmet on and throws in both Geok and Nova into the two cells on either side of you.
There's not enough honey for all three of us. This is not going to work.
No, they're solitary. They're in their own rooms. You stick yourself in the corner here, and I squirt honey on your hand.
Yeah, this is a strange plan. And I honey myself like Spider-Man to the top left of the room.
And since everything is weightless, that's just enough sticky it's just for enough. It to work. Because yeah. We're in space.
If I just don't move.
Why are you sticky?
But you can't see him from the doorway, look. See?
Yeah, that is true. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, this is a perfect plan. We're improvising.
Okay. All right.
We cut to Millie later on the next part of the plan, whatever that is.
We have a little ship within a ship, right?
Yes. You have like a little shuttle.
Yeah. So now that I've bubbled me boys, I'm going to go back to the shuttle because me and Chaos are going to snatch him with the ship's grappling hook.
You get back to your shuttle, which has been like docked at like the docking bay of Isotropa Max Secure. Mm-hmm. And as you get back into your little shuttle, Chaos is there waiting for you in the driver's seat. Describe Chaos to me.
Chaos is a rude dude with some major tood. He has like bright red mohawk that is currently being hidden by some sort of generic type of helmet. But if he were to take it off, you would see that he also has his name dyed into the sides of his head. Like it in red, it also says Chaos on the sides of his head. And he has a tattoo across his neck that says No Regrets. He's got a really strong brand.
And Chaos just goes, fuck, man. How long are you gonna take up there?
I'm sorry, things got rather gnarly.
Yeah? Well, I mean, shit, what's the next part of the plan? Let's get the fuck out of here.
And starts driving the shuttle back up to your ship.
All right, listen up, Chaos. When we get back to the ship, I'm gonna need your help because I have souped up, as it were, our two grappling hooks. I have used some extra firepower from our ammunition to make these puppies really fire. And because of that, well, they need to be controlled independently. So you and I need to fire these grappling hooks. And basically, we gotta claw game our friends.
Fuck. Yo, I got one question though.
Yeah?
So like, once we rip them from Isotropa and they're like gonna be just like dangling behind the ship, how do we get them out of the box and into the ship, bro?
Reel them into the airlock and let them off safely inside the ship.
Shit, all right. So, am I driving or you driving?
I'm gonna drive.
Will the crazy claw game plan work? Will the gang decide to help the pirates or the uprising? Will they just leave Kurt Guile locked up? And is fish a derogatory term for that species of alien? Find out next time on System Switch. Thank you so much for listening. Please help out the team by leaving a review and telling your friends about the show. System Switch is produced and narrated by me, Peter DM Castro, with music and sound effects by Epidemic Sound. Hicks is played by Kyle Love. Bowler is played by Binary Dragon. Millie is played by Sophie Schwartz. Check out everyone's socials in the show notes and follow the show on Twitter and Instagram with @SystemSwitchPod. The multiverse is a strange place.